What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for the first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Little news coming out of New York City. More accurately, New Jersey. Brian Daboll has said, going into week two, the Giants will start at quarterback.
Intends to start.
Russell Wilson.
Remember that word, intends.
I mean, I think, let's be real, the Giants, somebody in the Giants organization floated the story Sunday morning that they might have a package of plays for Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
They did that so they could go to Dart if they wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
And let it be like, oh, no, we had this package already built in, and he was just so good, we kept him in there.
Yeah. Well, they better hope he's damn good when he goes in there.
Yeah, to play your in case of emergency break glass card in week one or week two. Looking ahead to Thursday night, B. I wonder if it's updated. I saw the opening line was Packers favored by 3 against Washington.
Yep.
I think it might have moved to 3.5 just with some kind of line movement there.
At 3, you get that automatically.
It's at 3.5 now. So 3's home field. Does that number seem about right to you?
Yeah. At home, in Green Bay, where they normally normally play well.
Yeah.
So it's basically a half a point the way I'm looking at it.
If it was a neutral field, yeah.
Yeah. So I can understand that. But also, I know when you start seeing that, veteran players, it puts a little agitation on you. And you know, you don't say it to the media, you don't say it to nobody. But you get more hyper-focused. Like, oh, yeah. So they – see, it's depending on how you look at it. Most people see 3.5. Oh, man, cool, man. Why? You start getting the fans and the gamblers start thinking. If I see 3.5 and I'm a player, I'd be like, ah. So in other words, they think we can beat them. They get a half point based on their field, which is – understandable. Home field advantage. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. But instead of probably going to that little hang out with the boys on that Thursday night or that whatever night, it's Thursday playing this time,
yeah,
I'll sit there and watch a little more film. Maybe drink more water, let me get a little bit more stretching in. Because I'm about to lose my damn mind on Thursday night to make sure. I start showing them, okay, well, we're good too. And I'm sure as players on that team, I think just like that.
As the week goes on, we will get into like specific matchups where Washington has an advantage, where they don't.
Well, we got to do that real quick, man. The game Thursday.
I know. But we saw a tremendous defensive effort from Washington.
Yes.
Yesterday. How much of that was Washington's defense, and how much of that you think was New York's offense? Like, how much of that translates to a much better opponent in Green Bay?
Isn't this the Giants team we played last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And we didn't look that dominant defensively against them last year.
Nope.
So I would say.
And that was with DeVito.
It shows that we got better. And I'm not going to listen. One thing I know, every week you're playing against professional football players.
Correct.
They get paid just like you. So I'm not going to knock this team by saying, oh, that team was bad. They made them look bad in many, 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 many cases. And they didn't play good and still had the upper hand. So I'd rather give Washington credit than try to act like the Giants weren't good.
What do you think is more likely to happen? The defense continues to show a level of dominance like it did against New York, or the offense continues to kind of sputter a bit like they did against New York?
The offense is going to be back. I mean, I think the offense will be back. I just think naturally that's going to happen. As you stated earlier, they didn't play a lot in preseason.
Right.
They didn't have all their pieces together. So they're going to sputter a little bit, but I don't. It's not going to last long because number five is perfectionist. Okay? And he's not going to let it be like them sputter too long. But I don't think the defense is going to just begin to fall off. I think what they showed yesterday, that they are much more aggressive, much more physical than they were before. And I hope that helps along the way.
To me, I absolutely see the offense rebounding. Yeah. And rebounding's unfair. They had 430
yards. They put 400 some yards, yeah.
But I think the offense has another gear. Zach Ertz, I thought, really summed it up well, kind of explaining, we feel like we're going to score every time we touch the ball.
Yeah.
And
basically, they did last year.
And, right. And he's like, we just weren't good enough. And I think they will be better. I think
they have to stay ahead of the chains. If they do that, they can put this offense will put pressure on every damn defense out there. I don't care what defense it is. They just have that much, and they have a special guy at the signal caller position where you get into man to man, you turn your back on him, he will make you pay for it.
I think one thing I did find curious yesterday, there were a number of situations, including at the goal line, where it looked like Neighbors had one-on-one on the outside,
mm-hmm.
and Russ never went to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Green Bay doesn't have a Neighbors.
Was he scared to go to him?
Maybe. I mean, this was early in the game, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm saying that pressure was getting to Russ. Russ probably was like, hell, I'm getting this ball out of my hand.
I think the quarterback play will be a lot better this week, but at the same time, Green Bay doesn't have a Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors physically is just such a problem.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Routing.
The dude, he can play, man.
Yeah. For me, what am I confident in? what will absolutely look different in the plus column for Washington going to Thursday night? B is, if you're listening, send me some odds on this. I would wager $100. I would parlay it that Zach Ertz and Austin Ekeler don't have false starts in key junctures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't think those veteran-type dudes are going to do that. I think a little bit of that is just knocking the rust off.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we got to get used to our cadence again. We got to, you know, when Jaden's audibling, whatever it was. Like, I just don't think those things will happen.
Yeah.
I think Parsons undeniably a problem. I think Green Bay will do what they can to get Parsons lined up against Connerly and not Tunsil.
And when they line him up against Connerly, I just hope that there is something inherently installed where the person that's passing by him, introduce yourself to him before you go out. Tight end, running back, whatever. Maybe Debo coming off the edge. Just make sure at the end of the game, y'all swap some paint. Point blank. Listen, man.
I think you use a lot of John Bates, too.
I played against who I would consider the best outside linebacker in the history of the NFL. After you hit him a few times, he got tired
Lawrence
of it.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, he got tired of it. And then he would start focusing on attacking the running back. And you know what? Know what happens when he's attacking the running back? He's not going to the quarterback. See, the average fan will look at it and say, oh, man, he knocked that running back on his ass. But he didn't sack my quarterback. So I must have irritated him enough to where he got off his game plan to try and have a battle against me instead of trying to go win that war and get to that damn quarterback. So I would tell every player on the team, you get a chance to hit him, make sure when he goes back to the huddle, he's trying to look for you. Get him off his game, point blank.
I think that will be the plan, honestly.
I can tell you, I can't run the ball like I used to run it. I will irritate the hell out of him right down that backfield.
I believe
I'll hit him every damn time. Pow! Hey, dog, I'm going to be here all damn day. And then he get into a little back and forth. And he could fight me and wrestle me and dance with me all day. As long as you don't go hit my quarterback, I'm winning this damn battle.
For me, what really stood out to me yesterday was just, you know what you got to do week one? Win the game.
Yeah.
Just win the game. And they did that. And it honestly, I don't know if you agree, but it never really felt like they wouldn't.
Yeah.
I thought even when it got a little close late, it was still they were in control.
Like when you look at that game yesterday and we say they didn't play well. But if you want to find a silver lining, you look at this aspect. The drops, what if those were caught? The penalties, what if they don't happen? They probably win that game 37-47-6.
Dude,
that's what I look
one
at.
One pass. If Jaden hits Terry for what would have been a 70-yarder, then it's 28-6.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I look at those things just as much as people like to see what didn't happen. I like to say, what if they had happened? Because, yes, they played sloppy. But they also, if they just clean that up, they win that thing going away. Just like they did. They win it looking even worse. So, I'm cool with it.
Let's do this. When we return, we're going to preview Monday Night Football and make some bets. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2 o'clock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.